Today she is in Sefer Menachos, Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches, on an Aleph, at the new Perek Hatcheilos. Teaches us the Mishnah Hatcheilos, Einem Akeves HaSalavim. We know that we are obligated to wear every day the tzitzis, the dalek, conflict, the beged that has on its four corners, that we put on it, as we will learn in this Perek extensively, we put on the tzitzis, on this beged, on this garment with four corners, tzitzis on each one of the corners. Teaches us the Mishnah Tcheles Einem HaKeves HaSalavim, that we know Midaraisa, as we will learn in this parish, we are supposed to have strands of blue, the Tcheles color that comes from the Chilazon. We're supposed to have white, as we'll see in this parish. And teaches us the Mishnah Tcheles Einem HaKeves HaSalavim, the blue wool, the tchelis, is not ma'akev the loven, and the loven ain't ma'akev the tchelis. Which pasuk shat in the Mishnah means that if we don't have tchelis, as most of us do not have this man hazeh, we can still put on the white threads. And similarly, if we don't have the white threads, we could put on the blue threads. When tchelis was available, how many threads of tchelis were there, and how many threads of loven were there? It's actually the subject of a machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos learn that there were two strands of tchelis of the blue wool, and two strands of the loven of the white wool. And as we know, this wool, these strands, when we have four strands, everybody's in agreement that there were four strands. When we have four strands, they're really folded into eight, because we put the four strands into the corner of the baguette, and they're doubled over, becoming eight strands. So as I said, Rashi's opinion, Tosfos' opinion, is that there was two tchelis and two loven. The Rambam learns that there were actually four strands of loven, and those four strands of loven, the Rambam writes, half of the strand of one of the white strands was dyed tchelis, was dyed blue. So we actually had at the end a total of 7.5 tchelis of loven, and 7.5 loven, and a half a strand of tchelis. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid's opinion is that there were three strands of loven and one strand of tchelis. Most Rishonim explain that our Mishnah means, this is the way Rashi understands the Mishnah, Hatcheles Eremakos Aloven, Aloven Eremakos Hatcheles, that if we have white strands and tchelis strands, fine. If we do not, then we should have all four strands loven. However, there are Rishonim, Tosfos and other Rishonim, that disagree with Rashi. And they understand Hatcheles Enem Akvus Aloven V'Aloven Enem Akvus Hatcheles, meaning that if we follow the opinion, which is the way we're going to be learning our Shiurim, that they're supposed to be white and blue, our Mishnah is teaching us that you could have the white strands without the blue strands, and you could have the blue strands without the white strands. One is not Ma'akiv the other, and you could have two and two. So according to the, and the way, the basis for that shot really is the continuation of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah continues in teaching us that the Tefillin Shiyad are not ma'akev the Tefillin Shorosh, and Tefillin Shorosh are not ma'akev the Tefillin Shiyad. There clearly the pshat in the Mishnah is that you don't have to have, if you can wear one without the other. We've discussed the Talacha, we will discuss it again in Mitzvah Shem. So those Rishonim say that that's pshat in this part of the Mishnah as well. That the Mishnah is teaching us that you can have the tchelis without the loven, and you can have the loven without the tchelis, you can have two strands of each. However, we know, and these Rishonim themselves agree, that the way we really act is according to the way Rashi explains, and that if we only have loven, as is the minig by most people, b'zman hazeh, we only put on, we put four strands, all four strands being white. So to defend Rashi's pshat, many mepharshim explained, the Rishonim already say this, what Rashi means to say, they say, is that there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's one mitzvah in the Torah to have four strings of any color. Then the Torah says there's another mitzvah, that two of those strands should be white, and two of those strands should be chalas. And that's why, according to Rashi, the Zman Hazer, where we don't have chalas, that doesn't take away the mitzvah of having at least two strands, having all four strands. Yes, we're not mekayim mitzvah chalas, but at least we're mekayim the mitzvah of having all four strands. The other Rishonim, obviously, are in disagreement with Rashi. And their opinion is that these are two separate mitzvahs. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of loving two strands, and there's a mitzvah of tchelis two strands. The question, however, that comes up when we discuss that opinion of the Rishonim is that how could they agree that we should just put on two extra strands if a court isn't there? Why would there not be an issue about Tosif? We've discussed many times that when the Torah gives us a specific rule, we have to follow the rule as stated. And if the Torah says that you're supposed to have only two white, how could they allow for the putting on of four white? So the Rishonim themselves are obviously troubled with this question. And the way the Rishonim attempt to answer the question, I think what they're trying to say is as follows. That since when we do have tchelus, we're supposed to have four strands, so yes, now we're going to have four strands of white, not two strands of loven and two strands of tchelus. But still, since we're within the limit of the four strands, that's why we're mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not considered batoysev. Batoysev is only when it's obvious that you're not following the rules that the Torah set forth. For example, we discussed in the previous parak, when the Torah tells us that we're supposed to have four batim in the tefillin. So somebody's going to go and make a fifth bias to the tefillin. So he's clearly violating what the Torah said. The Torah said four. That's when there's a halacha about toysif. But here, where it's not obvious that you're being moysif, that you're adding to what the Torah said, because the Torah told us to have four strands. If the Torah wanted them to be of two different colors, since it's not obvious that you're being moysif, it will not be considered an issur about toysif. There's a very interesting question posed by the Shagas Aryeh and many other Akronim. If someone has a beged, has a garment of four corners, and he wears that beged without tzitzis, is he over every moment that he's wearing that beged a mitzvah asay? Pashut Pshat, we learned in the previous year already, that if he wears it on Shabbos, he's not violating the mitzvah asay, because as we discussed already in the previous year, since on Shabbos one is unable to put on tzitzis, so if it's a time where tzitzis can't be put on, you're not being over mitzvah asay when you don't put on the tzitzis. Similar to what we discussed in the previous year, when it's Shabbos and somebody doesn't have a mezuzah on his home, he's not violating the iser, because on Shabbos when one cannot put on a mezuzah. The question is, during the week, where obviously tzitzis can be put on, is one violating an iser if he doesn't put on tzitzis? So the Shagas Aryeh wants to consider that perhaps he's not being over an iser. Why? Because the Shagas Aryeh says that if he were being over an iser, why could someone put on tzitzis b'zman hazeh? Every time somebody puts on tzitzis, suggests the Shagas Aryeh, we're doing an iser. We're violating that we're not putting on the tchelis. So if by putting on tzitzis you're violating an iser, you're not supposed to do so, so there should be no right to put on tzitzis. So that's why the Shagas Aryeh wants to suggest that there is no iser in putting on tzitzis. There is no iser in putting on tzitzis without putting on a beged without wearing tzitzis. However, many achroinim disagree with the Shagas Aryeh, and it is their opinion that certainly every time
somebody puts on the tzitzis, a beged of dalet kanfes, a beged with four corners, and he doesn't wear tzitzis, he's being over a mitzvah saseh. Just what? On one hand, he's being over the mitzvah saseh, but on the other hand, points out the shagas, point out the zachroinim, the mitzvah to put on tzitzis overrides the iser of wearing a beged without tcheles. And since, as we've been discussing, we don't have tcheles, that mitzvah overrides that iser. And the achroinim go on to explain what they mean. They explain as follows. Actually, they say, when somebody puts on tzitzis without tcheles, he's being over baltigra. The Torah, just like it says about toisif, that we're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs, the Torah just as much says the baltigra. We're not supposed to detract from the mitzvah. And by putting on tzitzis without, we're putting on the beged without the tzitzis, why is there no issue about tigra? So the Achronim make a very important point. They say baltigra is not only when someone is doing the mitzvah not complete, as the Torah said, but rather they point out it's also a situation about tigra when somebody is not doing the mitzvah altogether. In other words, they explain, if somebody, because he has this concern that he can't be doing the mitzvah tzitzis properly, will not wear tzitzis at all. That too, they explain, certainly falls into the category of baltigra. You're completely eliminating the mitzvah. So because we don't want the mitzvah tzitzis eliminated, that's why we should wear the tzitzis as they are, even though we don't have the tcheles. So therefore they explain as follows, in understanding our question. Certainly, they say, if someone wears a beged, where he could put on tzitzis, and he doesn't put on the tzitzis, he's over the lav about tigra. Only in a situation, do they explain, where there is no option, not that the white, where there we could put on tzitzis, but the tcheles, where we don't have an option because we don't have tcheles available to us, there and only there is there a halacha that if somebody is missing the tzitzis, is he not there? Is if he's missing the tzitzis, he's not over baltigra. In other situations, he certainly would be considered missing the mitzvah about missing the mitzvah tzitzis if he wore a beged without tzitzis. So the Mishnah continues. Here, everybody understands the Mishnah, as we've been explaining, that there are two separate, that there's a mitzvah of the Tefillin Shayad and mitzvah of Tefillin Shorosh, and if somebody doesn't have the Tefillin Shayad, he should at least wear the Tefillin Shorosh, and if he doesn't have the Tefillin Shorosh, he should at least wear the Tefillin, he should at least wear the Tefillin Shayad. There is a number of interesting machloikas rishonim, how many mitzvahs are involved both by tzitzis and by tzitzis. For although we learned in the previous parak, and we discussed this machloikas at the end of the previous parak, a machloikas tanon, if all four tzitzis are one mitzvah, or the opinion of the Tanakhama, are all four mitzvahs separate mitzvahs, it is the opinion of most rishonim that according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that they considered one mitzvah, all of the strings, both the tcheles and the lovin, are considered one set and one mitzvah. There are, however, Rishonim that suggest that even the Tanakhama, who says that all four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah, will be in agreement that the tcheles and the lovin are considered two separate mitzvahs. Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Shorosh, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the Tefillin Shayad and the Tefillin Shorosh are two separate mitzvahs. And in fact, as we discussed, the Shagas Aryeh discusses what will be the halacha, not if someone is unable to wear Tefillin Shayad, not that he's able to wear them, but he's not wearing them, but he's totally unable to wear Tefillin Shayad, should he still put on the Tefillin Shorosh? And the basis of the Shagas Aryeh's question goes back to an issue that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, because the Gemara discussed regarding Kachim. We know there's a rule, Kol Aroy Labila, whatever can be mixed, Ain Bila Makevespa, then the mixing is not essential. However, Kosh Ain Roy Labila, but if the mixing is not doable, Via Bila Makevespa, the mixing becomes essential. And therefore, suggest the questions, the Shagas Aryeh, perhaps in the case of an individual that we discussed, such an individual in the previous year, who is unable to wear tefillin shayad, maybe such an individual, asked the Shagas Aryeh, will be part of tefillin shorosh. So as the Shagas Aryeh, now that we've learned our Mishnah, and that our Mishnah has taught us that by the tzitzis, the way we're learning, if you can't wear the love, and you could still wear the, you should still wear the tchelis, or vice versa. So we see that even in a time where there is no tchelis, there still is a mitzvah to wear the loven. Similarly, the halacha is, even if a person's impossible for him to wear the tefillin shayad, he still has a mitzvah to wear the tefillin shorosh. So are the tefillin shorosh and tefillin shayad two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? That too is a machlokes rishonim, if they're considered two separate mitzvahs or they're considered one mitzvah. I saw that the Chassidish Sfarim explained that we know, and those that say the L'Shem Yichud every morning before they put on the tefillin, know that we say in the L'Shem Yichud that the tefillin shayad represent our action, that our actions have to be L'Shem Shamayim. The tefillin shorosh, as we say, reflects the neshama shebemaychi, it reflects our thoughts and our mind. And when a person, what the Mishnah is saying is that a person should not say to himself that only if I could put on both the tefillin shayad and the tefillin shorosh, that only if I am an individual that could fulfill all of the aspects, then must I wear tefillin. But if not, if I'm not such an individual, I should not put on the tefillin, then I'm absolved from serving Hashem. Teaches us the Mishnah, tefillin shayad ein makevish shorosh, and vice versa. A Jew is obligated to do whatever he can. If you could serve Hashem with the tefillin shayad, do that. If you could serve Hashem with the tefillin shorosh, do that. Do whatever you can to properly serve Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Gemara, Lema Masnisin Dloik Rebbe. It seems that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Uriisim Oisai, the Pasuk says Uriisim Oisai. So Oisai is a Lashon Yachid. So says Rebbe that this is considered one set. Melamed Shema'atm says that the Tchelos and the Lovin, you have to have both. Divrei Rebbe. The Chomim disagree, and they say Eima Akvin, that one is not matching the other. As we learned, you could wear one without the other. And how did the Rabbanim respond to Rebbe? Doesn't the word Oisai clearly indicate that it's one set? So the Rashba says that the Rabbanim say, if what the Torah meant is that you have to have both the Tchelos and the Lovin, then the Torah should have used the words Vatir'ehu. The fact that the Torah says Oisai doesn't mean that it has to be one set. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, what is the reason of Rebbe? So the Rashba right away asks, the Gemara just gave us the reason of Rebbe, that Rebbe says because the Pasuk says Oisai. So isn't that an indication that it's one set? Answers the Rashba that even Rebbe agrees that since the Torah, as we're going to see in a moment, separates the two dinim, the din of the Lovin and the din of the Tchelis, they're alluded to in different words, that clearly seems to perhaps be an indication that they should not necessarily travel together. And that's why the Gemara has to seek a stronger point from the Pasuk, clearly indicating that they're one set. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, Hakonof min Konof. So as Rashi learns, Hakonof means the beget that the tzitzis are on, and since the beget that the tzitzis is on typically is white, so from here we see that one has to have white strands. And then the Torah writes, the Ksiv Psil Tcheilus, the Torah says that you have to have blue strands, Vam Rachmona, and then the Torah puts them together, Uriisem Oisoi, Ad the Iketavai Bechad, until you have both. And if you don't have both, you're not the kind of mitzvah. So what? The way the Rashi explains the Gemara is that indeed in Kachim the halacha is Shana Olav Akos of Lakev, that only if a mitzvah is repeated is that the halacha, and therefore only if the Torah repeats something is it absolutely essential. Here where the Torah clearly teaches us Hakonof, which as we just finished explaining means the white strands, and the Torah says Tcheilus, which clearly means the Tcheilus strands, the Torah is teaching us you have to have both. Ask the Rashba if that's the basis for Rebbe's understanding, so what will Rebbe do with the word Oisoi that we began with? The Rebbe says that that word is teaching us that you have to have both strands, both types, but now we're saying the Rebbe doesn't hold that way. So one shot that the Rashba suggests is that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that one has to see the tzitzis. Risim Oisoi, there's a mitzvah for one to look at the tzitzis. And that continues the Gemara of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, what do they explain? Rabbanan say, on the contrary, since indeed the Torah tells us that you have to have tcheilus and that you have to have loven, hakonof and psil tcheilus. But then when the Torah using the word oisoi, what is the Torah teaching us with the word oisoi, which is loshin yochid, to teach us kol chad l'chudei mashma, that each one could be separate. And if I only have the tcheilus, I only have the loven, I should put on what we have. So again, according to Rebbe, Rebbe saying that the Torah is insisting that you have to have both, and if you don't have both, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So ask the Gemara, Lema, it seems, that our Mishnah is the like to Rebbe, is not following the opinion of Rebbe. Because our Mishnah says, tcheilus is loven ene makavis tcheilus, and tcheilus ene makavis loven, loven ene makavis tcheilus. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Afilatem Rebbe. Our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rebbe. But Nitzvacha, and what our Mishnah is referring to is the mitzvah of Lekadim. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, mitzvah lahadim lovin l'tcheilus. When one inserts the strands into the beged, one should do the white before the blue. The nigdim tcheilus lovin, but if you put the tcheilus before the lovin, yotza, or shechisa mitzvah. The halacha is, you're supposed to put the loven before the tcheilus, and as the Mefarshim all point out, this din is not only a rule according to Rebbe. Even the Rabbanon will agree to this rule. Rashi seems to learn that what does this rule teach us? The rule is that you're supposed to put the white strands into the hole on the corner of the beged before you put on the blue strands. However, many achronim, many rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say it's not referring to putting the strands into the hole, but rather what is being referred to here is when one makes the knots. We're going to spend a lot of time in this parak discussing that halacha, that the halacha is that when one makes the knots, he should be careful to make the knots with the white strands, at least certainly first with the white strands, before he makes the knots with the blue strands. They explain, because what is the point of this halacha that you're supposed to do the white before the blue? The point of showing doing the white before the blue, they explain, is to show that there's a chavivus, there's a special significance to the white. So they explain, if somebody is just going to put the white threads into the hole before the blue threads, when someone is wearing the tzitzis, no one will notice, no one will ever know that when I made the tzitzis, I put in the white threads into the hole before I put on the blue threads. However, if the white threads are used to make the knots, or they're higher on the tzitzis than the blue threads, that's something that's constantly seen, and that shows the chavivus and the chshivus to the white threads. So the Gemara stops to focus on the Braisa. What does the b'raisa mean, chisa mitzvah? Ilema, if the b'raisa means the chisa mitzvah, the lovin, the kindness of the chila, that the Mishnah is saying, that if you didn't put in, the b'raisa is saying, that if you didn't put in the white threads first, it's as if you didn't put them in altogether, and you're missing the white threads, so then why would the b'raisa tell us that you were makayim the mitzvah? According to Rebbe, if it's as if you didn't have the white threads, when you don't have the white threads, and you only have the tchelis, we've just finished learning that according to Rebbe, l'Rebbe akuvi me'akvi ahadadi, you have to have both. And if the halacha considers a circumstance that you're missing putting in the white threads first, it's considered that the white threads are just not there, then you have, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis according to Rebbe. And the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara's question here is not only limited to Rebbe, because once we've explained that even the Rabbanan agreed that the white thread should be inserted before the tchelis threads, we're trying to understand what does the b'raisa mean. Answers the Gemara, what the b'raisa means is Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shechisa mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. You're missing a mitzvah and you have a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, to also a mitzvah and a mufka, which means as follows. That even Rebbe, the Rabbanan, all who are saying that you have to put the white threads in before the blue threads, but the Gemara saying is, don't understand them to mean that the white, that if you don't put the white threads in first, it's as if the white threads are completely missing. Of course not. If the white threads are physically there, they're physically there. What the Mishnah means to say is that what the Braisa means to say is there is a specific separate mitzvah to put in the white threads first. And if somebody didn't put in the white threads first, and he put in only the blue threads first, and then he puts in the white threads, so the mitzvah tzitzis, he's going to be Mekayim, because he has the white threads and the blue threads, and according to Rebbe, having both of them is absolutely essential. What he's going to be missing is that particular mitzvah of putting in the white thread before the blue threads, that mitzvah shall be missing. Continues the Gemara. So now we've been able to explain how Rebbe will define the first words of the Mishnah. The second words of the Mishnah. That if you put it in the blue before the white, it's still fine. However, what does the Mishnah mean with those words according to Rebbe? And as the Rajva goes on to explain, because although we could theoretically explain that the Mishnah is teaching us with both of these sentences that the halach is that you should put in the white before the blue, but if you didn't put in the white before the blue, you still being mekayim the mitzvah if you have both of them there. That is certainly a way to explain the Mishnah, but says the Rajva that it's difficult to understand that the Mishnah would be saying the same rule twice. Why would we need the Mishnah to say the exact same rule twice? And therefore, the Gemara's question is, what is the point of the Mishnah by saying this statement? Amar Rav b'Chama, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us is regarding a situation l'talis shekul tchelis. That the Mishnah is teaching us, as we will learn now in a moment, that even though we learned that the halach is you're supposed to put in the white threads before the blue, the tchelis threads, if you have a beged that's completely tchelis, there you put in the tchelis threads first. And indeed, says the Gemara, itmanami. Amle Levi l'Shmuel, l'teis l'tarek, Aryach. Amle Levi l'Shmuel Aryach. Why was Shmuel called Aryach? I saw many different pshatim. One pshat is Aryach is from the lashon Aruch, tall. But Shmuel was a very tall individual. Another pshat I saw is that doctors in those times would be called an Aruch. And Shmuel was a doctor, and that's why he was called Aruch. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that throughout Shas, But the rule is Hilchasa Kishmul Bedine. When it comes to Dine Mamonis, when it comes to financial matters, we follow the opinion of Shmuel. And since we follow the opinion of Shmuel, so he's the Melech. Aryeh is from the word Ari, lion. Just like the lion is the king of the animals, Shmuel was the king of the Rabbanon, because we paskin like Shmuel and Dine Mamonis. Or another reason why Aryeh is Loshen Melech, because we find in the Torah that the Torah says Aryeh Melech Elosor. So we see that a king was called Aryeh. And since the Halach is like Shmuel by Dine Mamonis, he was king, he was called Aryeh. So Levi says to him, "By Taisav Akarich, don't sit down. Ad Mefarash Lehamilsa." Pasuk Pshat the Gemara is saying is that don't sit down. I don't want you to do anything else until you help me understand this halacha. Others say, I saw a very nice pshat from the Ben Yehoyada. The Gemara at the end of Masech the Saita says, "Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel, Batul Kavra Taira." When Rabbi Gamliel passed away, there no longer is any more Kavra Taira. And the Gemara explains, because until the time of Rabbi Gamliel, when anyone would learn, they would learn in a standing position. After Gamliel, Yar the Chol Shel Olam, the world became weak, and once the world became weak, they needed to sit when they learned. Said Levi to Shmuel, "I consider your learning to be on such a high level, like the level of the earlier generations. And just like in the earlier generations, that they did not sit when they learned, you too, I consider your level of learning equal to that level." So like Taisa Vachkarach Abba Farshali Hol Milsa. Hatchelis Enema Akevis Es Alovin, but Alovin Enema Akevis Etchelis. My, what does that mean? So he says, Lo'nitzcha El L'sad B'tzitzis. When we have a tzitzis made on a linen baget, the day the halacha is when we have a linen wrap. So, as Rashi explains, and we're going to follow Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, there the baget is a white baget. There the hal mitzvah is l'kdumei lavan bereishon. We put in the white threads first. My tama, because there we follow as the Torah says, because the order that the Torah follows in mentioning the strands that should be put into the baget, put on the baget. The first Torah speaks about akonof, the tzitzis, which are the same color as the baget being white. So akonof refers to the white strands, min konof. The agdim, however, the halacha continues, Shmuel to tell Levi is, the agdim tchelos lovin, if somebody didn't follow the proper order, and he put in the tchelos before the lovin, less lumba, it's fine. So he continues, tenach lovin deinemakos the tchelos. So we see, we've been able, as we have already in our shir, explained according to Rebbe, that lovin is einemakos the tchelos. Tchelos, the einemakos the lovin mayhi. What does that mean? Answers the Gemara, amaram b'chama, l'nitzcha elakush talush etchul tchelos. That if the entire talus is made up of tchelus, there mitzvah l'kdumei tchelus bereisha. There, when we put on the tzitzis, we should put on the tchelus tzitzis first, because again, we're following the order of the Torah, and the Torah says hakonof min konof. The agdim lovin l'reisha leslam. Since there, when we're doing the mitzvah of konof, which tzitzis fulfill the obligation of konof? The tzitzis that are the blue tzitzis, because those are the tzitzis that are the same color of this beged, this beged being a tchelus beged. So there the mitzvah is that you should put on the tchelus tzitzis first. And again, teaches us the Mishnah that even though under this situation, in this situation, the halach is you should put on the tchelus before you put on the lovin, teaches us the Mishnah that if Adam lovin bereishon, that in this case you put the white before the blue, it's still acceptable. Ask the Rajba, if here we're saying that when you have a beged that's tchelus, when you have a blue-colored garment, that kanof is the blue tzitzis, so why in such a beged would you have to put on four strands?
you should only have to put on two strands. The two tchela strands should cover both requirements. The requirement of akonof and the requirement of tchelis. So in other words, the Rashi is asking that the halacha based on this Gemara ought to be that when you have a beged made out of tchelis, you should only have to put on two tchelis strands. Answers the Rashi that since the word hakonof means that you should have tzitzis that are the same color as the beged, and in most situations, as we've been learning, the color of the beged is white, that establishes a chiyuv to have white tzitzis. Then there's another din, that the tzitzis that are in the same color of the beged are the tzitzis that are put on first. In other words, the Rashi is teaching us that the word hakonof is actually teaching us two rules. One rule is teaching us that since most garments are white, we have an obligation to put on white strands. That's one rule that applies to every pair of tzitzis. And then there's another rule, that whatever color is the color of the beged, if the beged is going to be tchelis, then the tzitzis should as well be tchelis. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, miditziva kagorim. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. Since, as we've been learning, and this is very much in line with the Rashi that we just quoted, the typical beged is a white beged. And that's indeed why we said every beged is obligated to have white strands. So should the rule change because this particular beged, which is the out of the extraordinary situation, happens to be a tchelis beged, the rule should remain the same rule under all circumstances. And therefore, even when you have, asks Rava, a tchelis beged, a blue beged, the din should remain that you should put on the white thread first. So the Gemara is still seeking an explanation of our Mishnah according to the opinion of Rebbe, that Rebbe says that you have to have both tchelis and lavan. Interesting to point out that many Rishonim, or some Rishonim at least, suggest that since we see to what great pain the Gemara goes to try to explain our Mishnah according to the opinion of Rebbe, it's an indication that our Mishnah follows, that the halacha is like Rebbe. Because were the halacha not to follow Rebbe, why is our Mishnah so anxious to try to understand why is our Gemara so anxious to understand how the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe? However, we know that the halacha is not like Rebbe. We know that we wear tzitzis even though we don't have tchelis. So the Rishonim explained that so why is our Gemara just so anxious to try to understand the Mishnah according to Rebbe? So the Rishonim explained, since we know that Rebbe was the author of the Mishnayis, so the Gemara seems to feel that it's difficult to accept that Rebbe would have authored a Mishnah that is contrary to his opinion. It must be that the wording of the Mishnah has to be able to follow even the opinion of Rebbe, and that's why the Gemara seeks to understand the opinion of Rebbe. El Amar Rava, by Nitzcha El Lagaduma. The Mishnah is teaching us a different din. The Mishnah is teaching us the din where the tzitzis tore. The Agdim Tchelis, the Koy Lovin, that even if the Tchelis tore, but the Lovin is still there, or the Agdim Lovin, the Koy Tchelis, or the white strands tore, and the Tchelis still remains, Leslimba, the tzitzis are still valid. Dama b'nei Rebchia, Gadume Tchelis Ksherim, the Gadumim of the Tchelis Akasher, the Gadume Ezef Ksherim. We know, we've spoken about, that part of the process of the Mitzayra becoming pure is that they used to take the Ezev and, or by the Peichatis, also the same, they used to take it and dip it into the blood or into the Meichatis. And the halacha is if you start off with an Ezev, which was a tefach long, and then they became worn out, they still are kosher for the mitzvah. And as we explained, there's a difference between the ezoif, which is a tashmish mitzvah,
And a Sefer Torah, for example, or Tashmish Kedusha, we spoke about Tefillin, that if they become diminished, that they're possible. Because Tashmish Kedusha, the halacha is, are, this is the way Chassam Sofer explains, their Kedusha depends on them being the right shear. And if they're not the right shear, then they're not the Tashmish Kedusha. If the Tefillin aren't the way Tefillin are supposed to be, they're just not Tefillin. For example, the Paiskim say, let's say you'll have a Lulav that isn't the right shear, or an Esrei that's missing part of the Esrei. That isn't an Esrei. That isn't a Lulav. And the simile, it isn't Tefillin. On the other hand, a Tashmish Mitzvah is not here because it has an intrinsic Kedusha. It's only here because the Torah wants it to be used for a purpose. The purpose could be served even with Gardumin. But then, we need to understand why is the Halacha, as we're about to begin to discuss, by Tzitzis, when you have Gardumin, that it's Kosher. If it's only Gardumin, so you don't have the proper shear. So the Rishonim explain that since the shear of Tzitzis were left to Chazal to establish, Chazal established that Gardumim are still kosher. However, it's clear that when we begin discussing that a shear of Gardumim, it's only if the tzitzis were kosher in the first place. If the tzitzis were made properly, and then afterwards they became diminished, that's when there's a problem, that's when we talk about Gardumim tzitzis. But if they were never kosher in the first place, then it's possible. The Rishonim and Achronim have a number of issues to discuss when we speak about Gedumim. One issue is that, as we're going to learn, there are two parts to the tzitzis. There are two sections. There's the Gedil, where the tzitzis are braided together, and there's the lower portion, the strands, which hang loosely. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that when we speak about Gedumim, we're only speaking about the Psil part. The Gedil part has to remain intact, and if there's a tear there, the Tzitzis will be possible. There are Rishonim that disagree, and they say that since, as we're going to learn, the entire din of all the braids that we have is not absolutely essential, Gedumim would be even on the part that's Gedil. Then there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim on how to learn this Gemara. When we speak, the Gemara says about the gedume tcheles and the gedume loven. And the Gemara says that if you have the tcheles and the loven is torn, the Mishnah teaches us it's fine, or vice versa. If you have the loven and not the tcheles, it's also fine. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the way to understand the Mishnah is that the white threads have to remain completely intact, and then the tcheles threads have to have the right shear of gadumim to be kosher, or vice versa. But you must have, according to Rabbeinu Tam, or at least two threads that are completely kosher. And now the other two threads have to be left with the shear of gadumim, which we're going to discuss in a moment. Other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say as long as we begin with the proper shear of tzitzis, even if all of the threads became gardumim, the tzitzis is kosher. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, and the Shulchan Aruch says that one should try to be machma like Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah goes even further. The Ramah says that the halach is absolutely like Rabbeinu Tam. And this is very relevant because tzitzis do tear, and when we speak about torn threads, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to have two threads that were not torn. Now when somebody, as we discussed earlier, puts the four threads that he begins with the tzitzis, and then he begins to make the braids and the knots, it's important, say the Paiskim, to try to keep them separate throughout. Because if you're going to keep them not separate throughout, and now three of your tzitzis will be torn, according, since you can't be sure that those three, that two of those three are not one long thread, if you're going to have three torn, you may now have a question, how many tzitzis are torn? How many threads are torn? The only way to be able to have tzitzis that are torn, that have so many threads that are torn, and still be kosher, is that when you braid the tzitzis, keep the threads separate. Ask the Gemara, Kama Shir Gadumin, what is the Shir Gadumin that the tzitzis are still kosher? Omer Baraham Duri Omer Shmuel Kedei Anvan, that you should be able to make a knot out of it. Ask the Gemara, Boilu, when we speak about a knot, Kedei Anvan, does it mean to make a slip knot out of every one of the threads? Or does it have to be a larger amount? How do we recognize the shear? Tying them all together or each one individually? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. Ask the Gemara, if the shear is making a knot, what would be the halacha alimi if you have thick tzitzis, d'loy me'anvi? If you have a ketini, but if they would have been thinner tzitzis, you could make a knot. My, what is the halacha? Amalek, Rav Achbrei, the Rav Rav Ashi. Koshkein, the Minka Mitzvasa. The fact that you have thicker tzitzis should not be an issue. On the contrary, it should be a plus. Why? Because the thicker the tzitzis, especially in this situation where some of the tzitzis is torn, so the thicker the tzitzis, the more it's still noticeable that you have tzitzis here. So thicker tzitzis are a plus, not a minus. And therefore we view the thick tzitzis as if it were a thin tzitzit. And if it was thin thread, it could make a slip knot. The fact that it's thick and it's not doable is not a concern. The Magen Avraham and other Paiskim use this Gemara to discuss that perhaps based on this Gemara, and is in fact the opinion of some Paiskim this way, that thicker tzitzis are considered better, because the Gemara is saying that we see through thicker tzitzis, minka mitzvasai, the mitzvah is more noticeable. The Magen Avraham doesn't necessarily agree. The Magen Avraham says that if thinner threads are nicer, they may be the mitzvah, even if thicker tzitzis are minka mitzvasai. Says the Gemara, Uman Tana the Palaga Rebbe, who is the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe and says that the tchelis and the loven don't necessarily play a role one with the other, one is not ma'ak of the other. It says the Gemara, Haytana, Lutatanya, Rav Yitzchak, Ayim Shem Rav Nosson, Shem Rav Shem Yosef Lili, Shem Shem Rav Yochel Anari, Ein Lo Tchelis, if somebody doesn't have tchelis, mat the loven, he should at least put on white threads, and as we've been learning, put on four white threads, not just two white threads.